Wholesale inflation picked up a little steam last month. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Minute. The Labor Department says prices producers received for their goods and services increased 0.5% between March and April. The advance could get passed down to consumers, suggesting inflation may remain elevated for now. Carmaker Stellantis, which owns Chrysler, Jeep, and other American brands, is forming a joint venture with a Chinese electric vehicle maker. Stellantis will sell Leapmotor EVs in Europe. The news comes as the Biden administration slaps new tariffs on Chinese-made EVs and other goods. U.S. regulators are probing reports of crashes involving vehicles made by the self-driving startup Waymo. It's the fourth recent investigation of automated driving systems. The slowdown in home sales in the first quarter weighed on the home improvement business. Retailer Home Depot recorded more than $36 billion in sales, but that was down for the third consecutive quarter. Profit also fell. I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Minute.